It looks like there's an awful lot of timber.
With lots of timber. Now, if you're speaking of timber as agriculture...
Well, I'm thinking mainly of some... Row
crops.
My granddad had a tree farm, and I know about that, but I'm just saying...
You're talking about row crops.
Row crops.
Oh, gosh, it'd be a small percentage, really. Because, when I was a kid, from here to Opelika was all in row crop. And now, it's, I guess, 90% timber and pasture.
So actually there's more timber come back in?
Oh yes, by tremendous amount has come back since World War II.
Is that because the farmers moving out or?
Right. See, what happened, World War II came along and pulled us out of the Depression, and the labor moved off. See, this country had just world and world of labor, and of course they couldn't make much on the farm because the farmers wasn't making much to pay them with, and the jobs opened up in the industrial parts of the nation, and they moved to Detroit and Washington and New York and Chicago and all those places. And then after the war, it took several years before machinery technology was developed to the point that the machinery could take over and do the jobs this labor had been doing. So consequently, lots of the farmers, and then too, you had lots of farmers there that didn't have the ability to change from hand labor to machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore we lost a lot of the farmers just went on off and got jobs themselves and let the land grow up in timber.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what's happened. And
was it planted or did it just grow up?
Lots of it was planted a lot of it was planted on the soil bank program now that the government had in Eisenhower administration.
Yeah.
Well, they pay them to plant them.
Okay. Is there any logging companies around here still working?
Oh yes, sir. Sure. Lots of them.
Okay. We raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre. How about that?
Bushels.
Okay. If you have to, excuse me, if you've got to do, what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Okay. So you say, how about, what would you say, oats is, or oats are?
What? Thrash.
Yeah.
Oats are thrash.
Okay. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you, if you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you know, you're telling them about this other job you got to do, and you're going to say, you and
I have to do this job.
Okay. If you're not speaking to them, you're just talking about them, you'd say, the job is for, and speaking in terms of...
you and me.
Yeah. And you're not talking to him directly now. You're just talking to somebody else about the two of you. You're saying the job is for...
Well, Jim and I?
Either that, or if you're talking about the... the two of you together with
we.
Us.
We.
All right. How about if, like you can sit here, you and I are both sitting here on this
sofa.
Okay. You could say the blank of us are sitting here.
Both of us.
Okay, that's another way I ask it.
If
some friends of yours are coming over to see me, you say, blank and blank are coming over. And